We talked about some stuff in the angelic world. I want you to know that when you're, you know, we sing a song about angels, and they're lovely. It's good. Angels are not little sweet things. These are powerful, powerful entities. They do live. And they do live among us. I don't see but one angel. That's the one I married, but I can't see an angel. Now, an angel can allow himself to be seen. I wouldn't go around saying a whole lot about that because you're not going to see just a whole lot of that. Angels do a lot of things out of sight of humanity. We told you earlier the term angel is used approximately 300 times in the scriptures. Now, if something comes in view 300 times, something's big here. This is not wimpy nothingness. Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Let's read that again. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? If the angels are out there, they're looking to clear you up. That's their job. They have a guardianship to make sure certain things go through and do what the God of heaven is saying, I want done. So these angels are very powerful entities. This is not some sweet little angel. You get that? Oh, that angel's so sweet. Now, you can say that about your grandkids. When somebody's born, oh, they're just a little angel. Well, that's one way of seeing an angel. What I'm talking about an angel is a real-life angel. And they do live among us. They do things for us that we don't even know. Whatever we do in this study, whatever we do, if we stayed with this, we could be with this for a long time. I'm not interested in being in it in a long, long time. I don't know what y'all want to do, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to just jump up and run away from it either. So whatever we do in this study, the only eternal being in the whole of the universe and the angels or any other created creature is in submission to God and to God alone. It's not what you say to an angel. It's what God says to His angels. You got that? You can't have a sweet little angel over here. I can tell you that from listening and reading and seeing things over the years and getting caught back up on some of it, angels can tear you up if they need to. You got that? That sweet little angel. They're sweet, all right, to God, and they do His bidding, but the angels are powerful entities. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is who God is. God is the creator of all things. And we must never do anything to dumb down His power. I'm not making an angel a sweet little thing. Nehemiah says, You alone, O Lord, are the Lord. You make the heavens even the highest heavens and all the starry host, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that's in them. You give life to everything, and the multitude of heaven worships you. Now that's not me, that's God. The multitude of heaven. Now who is the multitude of heaven? That'd be your angels. God is in control. The angels do what God called them to do. I will tell you that there are angels who chose to leave their abode, and they're still going to have to face God. They're going to have to tell God why they didn't do what they could do. They're going to do that. You alone are the Lord. You make the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry host, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that's in them. You give life to everything, and the multitudes of heaven worship you. God has these angels out there not for me and not for you. He has them for Himself. And He can send a legion of angels if He chooses. Now, if He sent a legion of angels to wipe down something on the earth, you can bet it's going to be gone, never to be seen again. In the Psalms in 18:5, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His heavenly host. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Does that sound like God's in control? God has these angels to do work for them. We have been put here in the embrace of God to do some things that God wants done in this world. The reason you have the Scriptures is to have a document that details these kind of things. That's why it's important to read the Bible. That's why it's important to have that thing out there and have it in your hand. The thing is, it's very confusing. Do you find the Bible somewhat confusing sometimes? Now, sometimes if it's something that you're really acquainted with, oh, that's nothing to that. But it's that stuff you don't know, the stuff that you haven't piled up in your mind and in your heart over that time period. Nehemiah says, you alone, Lord, make the heavens, even the highest of the heavens, all the starry host, the earth and all that's on it, and the seas and all that's in them. You give life to everything, and the multitude of heaven worships you. I'm not here to be worshiped by anybody. I never have been, will never want to be. But God will have worship. We come into a room like this and we say, let's do some singing. So we do some singing. This is in a lot of places you hear this. And we get the singing done, the songbooks get put back up, and it says, now it's time for us to have honor before God. Let me tell you what. Any day that you're standing in God's presence, you're always there. You are doing what God's called you to do. The angels are there to work with you and to work for you. Now let's look at heavenly host. You got angels. What's the heavenly host? There are still creatures out there in God's embrace that's working for the good of godly people. They're out there. Let them praise the name of the Lord For he commanded and they were created. What does that say? God says, I want some angels. And what happens? Pew, you got angels. Did God have to sit down and draw pictures? Or did he just say it and it came? That's all you need with God. Whatever we're seeing in this text, it's bathed in the power of God Almighty. And we earthlings are living with him. And it is he who keeps us in his care. Say, well, I just don't believe all that stuff. Well, you cannot believe it if you want to, but I wouldn't do it. You got to ask this question. Who's on the throne? You just answer the question, who's on the throne? And you got it done. You got what you need right there. We have a God who's on the throne, and he will do for us all that we need done. 1 Timothy 1:17, now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Colossians, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on the earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones, our powers, our rulers, our authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Do you know that the reason this world has not exploded is not because the scientists say this and the scientists say that. They stay put because God put them there and said, stay there. And he didn't have to have anybody come back and see if it was done right. That's who we have, guiding us, leading us, protecting us. I want to read you something from Job, verse 38:4-7. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? You know what he just did? He just told us, we don't know a whole lot about what we're talking about, but God knows it all. And the angels are right in the middle of all of this stuff. You like the book of Hebrews, do you? Hebrews 1:14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to those who will inherit salvation? Listen to that carefully. If you want to be saved when you die, raise your hand. Do you know that angels are part of getting that to happen? That's why the angels are so powerful. How many of us want to inherit salvation? I do. I know it's coming because I have that promise. In the book of Luke 16, verse 22, the time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. You remember that story. But here's the thing. Whenever in this Luke text, it was the angels that were carrying away the dead spirit. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers. By so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Is it possible in your life that angels have touched you, but you don't really see them or know that, but things change? That's what God did with angels. That's why it's such a powerful thing. It's why it's such an important thing. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Do you feel from this stuff, from these angels, and what the angelic forces are doing, and we just got a little scant part of it. Do you know that God's on your side, and God has angels watching you? They're watching you because God said, y'all go over there and watch him, watch her. He's not going to run out of angels. Well, there's too many people in the world for that. Not in God's book. Can God have as many angels as he wants? Did God create the angels? I like that stuff. Nehemiah, you alone are Lord. You made the heavens and even the highest heavens and all the starry host, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that's in them. You give life to everything, and multitudes of heaven worship you. Now, my question is, who is multitudes? That'd be angels. Oh, when God calls, he gets what he wants, and the angels do what he bids. 1 Peter 3:13-22. Who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even should you suffer for doing what's right, you're blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It's better, if it's God's will, for doing good, for Christ died for our sins once and for all. The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom he also went and preached to the spirits in prison who disobeyed long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you. And it's not the removal of the dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into the heavens and is at right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers into submission to him. Acts 28, verse 2. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. How would you like to go out to the graveyard to visit somebody, and there's an angel sitting out there? Ooh. Let's get Isaiah into it. Isaiah 6:2. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were the seraphs. Oh, now we had angels, now we got seraphs. We got those little critters going around all over God's creation because he's doing something that's huge. high and exalted. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him, seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were flying. That tells me this. Whatever we know about angels is not a lot, but there is a lot to be known. And we are under God's care, and the angels assist that. 1 Corinthians 6:1. If any of you has a dispute with another, dare he take it to the ungodly for judgment instead of the saints? Isn't that the way it ought to be? Don't take it to the crudest people in the world. Take it to the saints. Are these saints out here? If you're in Christ, you're a saint. You ready? You ready? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? That's you. And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent judges in trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? Now, that's a big boy right there. God put it in our hands to judge some of these angels. Now, I don't know how to go about doing that. Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more in this life? I'll tell you, we have something powerful here. It's worth talking about. I don't know how long we need to do this. Maybe, I may scratch up a little bit more. There's a whole lot. I will tell you this, and I think you should know. There's a whole lot of things that go with all of this. Because if we did anything in this angel thing so far, all we did was basically touch it. It's fun. It's good. But I mean, listen to this again. I want you to hear this one more time, that last thing. Do you not know that we will judge angels? How are you going to judge an angel? What would have to happen for you and I to judge an angel? What would have to happen? God would have to give us that power, yes or no? Well, isn't that what 1 Corinthians says is happening? We're not done with angels. They will always be with us. They will be among us. They will not be flying around you and saying, "Hey, I came over to see a visit." They just do stuff. They go fix stuff. They take care of things. They can save people's lives if they choose to do that, if God calls them to do that. Now, I don't know if you want to do any more of this. There's a little more that we can do. That is actually a whole lot more. But I don't want to overrun you. So y'all can decide what you want to do about that, okay? If we need to do some more, we will. I think there's room for one more time. I can't promise you that, but I think we're good for one more time at least, without going into some of the stuff that I don't really want to deal with. All right.